Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back to Today's Issues on American Family Radio. We'll be here for the next 25 minutes to the bottom of the hour. If you'd like to watch this here show, go to Facebook or YouTube and just type in Today's Issues. And Walker Wildman is also posting the stories that we're talking about. So you can have the information that we're discussing. You can see the stories for yourself on our Facebook page, Today's Issues. How many friends we got, Walker?
Well, we have...
Is that what you call them?
Yeah, well, if you have a page, you have likes. If you have a fan page, you have likes. But if you have a personal page, you can have friends.
Well, our today, Steve Jordahl. Good morning, Steve.
Bonjour.
How you doing, brother?
Oh, yeah, fine. We're going to do this all in French today because I'm just tired of English. So much craziness happening.
But that's okay. I'm telling you. By the way, I took high school French, so
okay.
You can you talk about me, I'll know what you're saying.
Okay.
I just wanted to tell you that.
We have 12,000 likes.
Yeah.
To answer your question.
I'm in no way am I criticizing people who are Facebook folks because we're glad that we have Facebook folks who listen to this show. Mm-hmm. I don't have a personal Facebook page, so I don't know a lot of the terminology, but I knew it's friends or likes or both, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So we got how many?
12,000.
What? Friends likes. Or likes?
Likes.
Okay. Can you have opposing? Can you have
dislikes?
Dislikes and not your friend. Are those on there?
No.
Facebook is a safe space. You can't offend people like that.
Okay.
You can dislike the page after you've liked it. You can defriend somebody.
You can go back to zero. You can't go negative.
Yeah.
You can defriend somebody. Mm-hmm. You need to think about it before you do something like that because that's very hurtful.
Very insensitive.
Do they know if I've been defriended by somebody, do they know? They don't know. It just disappears. My number goes down by one. If I've only got one friend and they defriend me, I'll probably know.
You know, I've told this before, but this is funny. This is when Facebook was really taking off. What was it, 6 or 7 years ago? Maybe, I don't know, about that time. And everybody was getting Facebook pages. And I didn't have one. But we had one for the ministry that had my name on it, all right? And I didn't even have anything to do with it. I mean, I didn't manage it. I didn't look at it, nothing. It just happened to do. It was a way of promoting our ministry through social media, Facebook, and a lot of people were going on there. Well, I had old friends of mine, and I'd see them out in the community here locally. This happened multiple times, and they said, "Hey, you won't respond to me. You don't even communicate with you on Facebook, and you don't even add me, or what? Huh?
Yeah.
What's up? You know, you arrogant or they didn't. So a lot of them just stand like that. But I did have old friends that I've been friends with for a long time, and they're going, "What's up with that, man? You won't add me to your," and I'm going, "I have no idea what you're even talking about." So anyway,
you want to talk to me?
Here right now, but it was a matter of you have to let them in, right?
Yeah, you have to accept their friendship.
So I have these old friends, and they say, "What's up with that, man? You don't like me anymore, or what?" And I'm going, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Okay? I have a Facebook page, but I am the world's least prolific poster. I don't put anything up on.
You know,
hardly,
I just
ever.
Created a Facebook page. Couple weeks ago.
Did you first?
Yeah.
Your first
for
one?
What? For your
I had one in high school.
Exposing Washington?
Oh, it's page? A personal page.
Oh.
And I had one in high school, and then I got rid of it, and then I started back up.
Right.
A few weeks ago.
You're back.
Yeah.
I like Facebook because, like, my daughter and grandkids and everything, my son, they post pictures, so I get to keep up with the family and look. And people that I like and that are in my present in my past, I can see what they're doing, so that's good. But I don't put things up there. Now, Twitter, on the other hand, is a lifesaver for a reporter because I can find things out that are going on someplace if I know who to listen to on Twitter.
Mm-hmm, right.
I'll know before along with the New York Times and Washington Post and all those people, that I'll find these things out right away. So it's really good. as for a reporter.
Yeah, I the Twitter stuff for sports fans is fun.
Yeah,
because people react instantaneously to whatever happens, and if you want to read over the top stuff, oftentimes and people panicking and people thinking they're their world's over because their sports team lost.
Speaking of sports stuff. Did you find out how that lady at the Ryder Cup got?
You know, you told me about that at the meeting this morning. They had the Ryder Cup in Paris last weekend, and that, for those who don't follow professional golf, that's every 2 years. It's the best U.S. players versus the best European players, and it's a big deal. And one of the U.S. players, Bruce Koepka. Is it Bruce?
I don't think it's Bruce.
It's something else. Okay. Anyway, Cap, I should know that because I follow the PGA, but I've gone blank here. He had a tee-off shot that hit a woman in the eye, and she lost her eyesight. I saw that. That was very, very tragic.
Yeah.
Very sad, but, you know, if you're going to go to a golf tournament, you better beware, you know, of where where they're hitting the ball and everything.
Same with foul balls at baseball.
Balls at baseball games. You see people get hurt with those things too. Mm-hmm. Everyone's. It's Brooks Koepka. Yeah, not Bruce. I don't know why I said that, but anyway, 2-time U.S. Open champion. Did anybody else know that on this panel except for me?
No.
Okay. See there, I know about the PGA.
Yep.
We just can't play like them.
Want to talk NASCAR?
But I've told my wife, you know. If I'm ever going to get to the pro golf tour, I've got to put in the time.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
10,000 hours, they say it takes to become good at something.
I've got to put in the practice and the time. I've got to play more if there's a chance for us, you know, as a family, to break through on the PGA Tour and make all that money and travel the world.
So tomorrow.
She just doesn't see it like that. She sees me as more being like a pine straw boy. Or, you know what I'm saying? It's really.
Yeah. Huh? Groundskeeper.
Yeah, go rake, go pick up sticks, do something constructive, and I'm going, this is time that could be put in to making our dreams come true. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Wolf?
So we'll host today's issues live from the golf course tomorrow.
Well, that would be fine but you better check with your mom because she she has little faith in me as a professional golfer.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying. Go ahead, Steve. What do you got?
You guys mentioned this last hour, but Mitch McConnell is promising that there's going to be a vote on the Senate on Kavanaugh, regardless of whoever, whatever comes up. This was
Don't mess with Mitch, baby.
Yeah, now. It's funny how he wasn't the favorite of conservatives like a month ago, but this is what he said from the Senate floor.
Here's what we know, Madam President. One thing for sure. The Senate will vote on Judge Kavanaugh here on this floor this week. Our Democratic friends will try to move the goalpost yet again. Just yesterday, they submitted a list of 24 people whom they wanted the FBI to interview. So I'm confident we'll hear that even the very same supplemental FBI investigation Democrats had so loudly demanded is now magically no longer sufficient. Well, after the FBI shares what they've found, senators will have the opportunity to vote. We'll have the opportunity to vote no on the politics of personal destruction. We'll have the opportunity to vote yes on this fine nominee.
There you go. So it looks like it's going to happen.
Well,
unless Jeff Flake gets involved, and who knows?
I never thought I'd cheer Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell in back-to-back weeks, but I got to give it up for their on this issue. They're doing good now. You still don't hear the fire in the belly right there that Lindsey Graham exhibited last week, but that may be as much fire as Mitch McConnell can work up right there. But he's good for him that he's scheduling the vote for.
These senators are probably getting calls from their constituents saying, we want you to fight for Judge Kavanaugh.
Right.
Stop the game.
Right.
So that may explain why they're adjusting some of their actions.
Yeah. I wouldn't call them Democratic friends. I'd call them scumbags.
Oh, there you go.
That's just me. You know. All right. You're listening to the radio program Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Tim with Walker, and all right, Steve Jordahl, what's next?
President Trump has not given up his dislike of the media. He's still going after.
Really?
Yeah.
You noticed this?
I noticed that he's still not a fan of the media, but he has become the ninja, the ninja accuser. He's become the ninja fighter. I wanted to play you a little bit of the very beginning of the open press call yesterday.
Who was this yesterday?
This was. You know what I'm going to play?
Is it? I think so.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to play. This is the very first question he took. And he got up, and the first person that he asked was Cecilia Vega from ABC. And this is how the exchange went, cut eight.
Sure. She's shocked that I picked her.
No.
It's like in a state of shock.
I'm not thinking, Mr.
That's
President.
Okay. I know you're not thinking. You never do.
I'm sorry?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Excuse me?
This weekend, Mr. President.
Wow.
Is that when he said Democratic Party, and he said that would include you talking about the media?
No, well, he might have said that.
He
I
did
get
say that.
That
he said the Democratic Party, including the media. In other words, you're the spokesperson for the Democratic Party.
Did you hear her response when he said that? It was like, can you play that again?
Yeah.
Listen
sure.
to her.
She's shocked that I picked her.
No.
It's like in a state of shock.
I'm not thinking, Mr.
That's
President.
Okay. I know you're not thinking. You never do.
Okay.
No, go ahead.
Go Excuse ahead. Me? What? What did you just
what did,
do? It's
what
a
did
ninja.
She say? I think well, I don't think she got, said that. I think she said, "I'm not." In a, it's talking about in a state of shock. Thank you.
Oh.
And then he says, "I know you're not thinking."
Yeah. Right.
You never do.
Wow.
So that's the ninja attack. It's not a full on tweet where everybody gets to debate. It's just a shot. And let's go on.
But normally that would be considered. Rude and unacceptable.
It probably still is.
For a president to do that. But for President Trump, he's not doing that without provocation.
Yeah.
Okay? It's every day, all day, these people are beating him up and saying things unfairly, according to him, and I would agree with him, and so misrepresenting him. So he's had it, and as the old expression goes, he's not going to take it anymore. Not that he ever took it, right? President Trump, I'm talking about. But anyway, that was very interesting exchange there between that was ABC's who?
Cecilia Vega.
Okay.
He's the White House reporter for ABC.
Gotcha. Yeah. I don't watch network news.
It's at my
all.
Job. It's my job to know.
Well, I would know who Lester Holt is, but I mean, I don't watch network news. Some people do. So I watch Fox and the internet, and occasionally I'll slip over to CNN if my blood pressure's low.
You need to get,
almost ready to pass out from anemia and just pop on.
Yes, if I don't want to go walk, I'd rather get my heart rate up just sitting. I turn CNN on, and it helps.
There might be an exercise regime in
that. I watch half an hour, get my heart rate up to 130 or so, and then it goes down. Then I don't even have to go to the gym.
That's right. If you've done that for 45 minutes, that's a good workout.
That's what I'm talking about.
There you go.
Exactly. So it does serve its purpose. By the way, did you see where Ted Turner, the founder of CNN, said he doesn't watch it anymore?
Yes.
Hardly, and it's too political. And he's right. It's CNN is, you can just write it down. Now, with Fox News, yes, their host, Ted Wright, or Laurie Ingraham, Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson, those are people on the conservative side. But they have liberals on to, on the CNN. It's just, they'll have a panel of 10, and it's 9-1. And then the one conservative is a phony. So anyway, go ahead.
I just wanted to go back to what you just said and not let it pass too quickly. Ted Turner, the man who married Hanoi Jane, thought CNN was too political. Hanoi Jane, she's okay. But
yeah.
CNN, that's too political.
Well, CNN's forte always was, up until recently, news.
Yeah.
From around the world. Remember Bernard Shaw and I really enjoyed watching CNN back in the 80s and 90s and I guess into the 2000s because they had their political shows on. Like Crossfire, for example, but CNN's calling card was national and international news live, and so If you wanted, I remember back when the boys over there in Thailand, was it Thailand that they got trapped underground?
Yes.
Remember that a few months ago? And that's the kind of thing CNN would have been all over. And they did cover it some, because you would turn over there. That's where they beat Fox, was on live news.
Yeah.
And I turned over there two or three times to try to get an update on those boys to watch news. And it was like they give you 30 seconds and it's back to the devil Donald Trump coverage. You
know? And I think CNN still has the resources in place, and I still think at times they are good. I remember cutting my teeth news-wise on CNN when the first time they ever embedded somebody in the Iraq War, or when they were in Baghdad when it was being shelled and stuff like that. The other thing that person that comes to my mind when you talk about that is on Fox is Shepard Smith, who, if you leave him to the commentary, he's very liberal and very anti-Trump. But I tell you, there's nobody better to watch if it's a breaking news story about the storm
afternoon.
Or about a shooting in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
or about he's the guy, and CNN is still the top of the heap if they stick to what they do best. But
I don't watch anymore, hardly at all, so I don't know. But I just know I would go over there for news. In the last couple of years, I've tried to go over to CNN for breaking news on things that are big stories. And I'm over there, and they're just bashing Trump. It's bash Trump all day, every day. And that's I guess that's where they think they're going to get their audience. The people who hate Trump are going to watch them, split it between them and MSNBC. You're listening to the radio program Today's Issues on American Family Radio. Next story, Steve.
Did you guys talk last hour about Lindsey Graham's solution if Brett Kavanaugh
does not pass?
Well, Lindsey Graham says if for some reason Brett Kavanaugh can't get out of the Senate, that President Trump should nominate him again for the same seat, at which point it would be midterms. And let's see what happens with these red state Democrats and Murkowski and Collins if the election happens that the Republicans pick up a couple seats. Put it in front of the people, he says. Good idea?
Well, I'm going to ask Walker.
Well, I hope we don't get there because Judge Brett Kavanaugh doesn't deserve that. He deserves to be confirmed. But if Jeff Flake and some others, the few Republicans who are teaming up with the Democrats here, if they keep waffling around and playing with the Democrats, then I do think it needs to be a referendum on the 2018 midterms and let people go to the ballot box and choose. And if we get 56, 57 Republican senators in January, then we should confirm Brett Kavanaugh.
I think he'll be confirmed.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Don't you think so?
I think he'll be confirmed within the next week.
With probably 51, 52 votes.
If this FBI report comes out, which honestly I was telling you earlier during the break, these FBI background investigations aren't supposed to be public. So it's going to be interesting to see how the Democrats leak it to the media.
I'm sure they will.
Right, but I think if the FBI comes back and gives a clean slate to Judge Kavanaugh, which I assume they will, I think he'll be confirmed.
Or they won't. What happens if the FBI report comes back and the Democrats keep it close to the vest and say, no, this FBI report shows it's not public. We can't show you, but he's not fit.
So what the FBI is going to come back and say is we interviewed four or five people who've been supposed to have known about this, and they're going to say exactly what we can't verify or not the claims of Dr. Ford. Because there's no witnesses and there's no evidence. There's not even a police report.
If they could say that, then yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not even a police report. So
Walker, what do you suppose Amy Coney Barrett and the other people on President Trump's shortlist are doing right now? I think they're like head down, no eye contact with the president. Don't pick me. Don't pick me.
Well, that's what the left...
Could you imagine going, you're going to go through this?
Yeah, the Democrats don't understand what they're bargaining for here. Because let's just say they sink Brett Kavanaugh. Then they're going to get Amy Coney Barrett, who's arguably more conservative than Judge Brett Kavanaugh, especially when it comes to the issue of abortion. She called it an abomination.
So if you were Amy Coney Barrett, knowing that your family was on the line, your reputation was on the line, would you do this again? How many people would go through this, knowing it's coming?
I don't know. But to sit on the Supreme Court, though, of the United States for a lifetime,
that's a high honor.
That's a high honor. I think I see your point, Steve, but I think a lot of people would be willing to go through, mm-hmm. especially if they know that they've lived a good life. And now, I don't think Walker... Probably Barrett she would have a harder time with the current makeup of the Senate.
She would.
Because of her staunch pro-life position. So you need,
You wouldn't be able to bring sexual assault allegations against her.
No, they'd have to find something else. No, but I'm saying you really need, if you're President Trump and the Republicans, you need a 55-45 or 50, at least 54-46 type margin in the Senate.
Yeah.
Or some breathing room, if you will, to get your judicial nominees passed without this kind of stuff coming up like the Democrats are doing with Brett Kavanaugh. You're listening to the radio program Today's Issues on AFR. Next story, Steve.
Let's talk about the double standard that's out there sometime. An article has come up from 1991 from U.S. Senate candidate Beto O'Rourke from Texas. He's running against Ted Cruz.
Is that his real name?
Yep. Well, I don't know if it's Beto? His given name. B-E-T-O. Beto. Beto.
I thought he O'Rourke. Was. I thought he was Irish.
Well, O'Rourke would be Irish.
Right, but Beto, is that Hispanic? What is that?
I don't know.
The reason I'm saying this, I've heard some people say he's a fake Hispanic.
I don't know.
You know, am I the only one who's heard this?
Yeah,
you know
I haven't, but I'll look that up.
He's the one challenging Ted Cruz. Anyway, some people have said he's trying to play to the Hispanic voting audience when he's really as one of them, when he's really an Irishman. O'Rourke is Irish. Go ahead.
In college, as a 19-year-old, he wrote a review of a Broadway musical called The Will Rogers Follies in the Columbia Daily Spectator, where he described one of the actresses in rather colorful language describing her body. And it was too graphic for our air, but not obscene.
Right.
But it's a clear sexist, misogynist.
He did this when he was how old?
He was 19.
He was a grown man, and he's making sexist remarks about a woman's body?
He was.
Publicly in a writing?
And
he needs to withdraw immediately. withdraw immediately. We've got a serial, what do you call it, sexist?
Misogynist.
Misogynist running for Senate in Texas? This is unacceptable. I call for an FBI investigation right now, huh? Because this can't go on.
Maybe,
how many women are in danger now because this man continues to run for Senate in Texas?
They might want to get the lawyer that the Democrats hired to investigate Keith Ellison, because that lawyer is now all of a sudden free because the Democrats hired a lawyer to investigate charges of battery, which are filed with the police. There's a record and there's a witness. And the Democrat Party in Minnesota hired a lawyer to investigate and came back surprisingly that there was no corroboration, the claims could not be substantiated. So there is a Democrat lawyer that's free that could go investigate this Beto O'Rourke thing.
He needs to freeze his campaign. No more campaigning until the FBI does a full, thorough review of this.
Both of these guys.
Of the writing?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and the writing's pretty plain for anyone to see. When he was 19 years old, Democrat candidate,
college Senate, newspaper.
Is Willie Nelson aware of this?
I don't know if Willie Nelson is or not, but he, you know.
Because he's singing for and endorsing the guy.
I saw that. Kind of bizarre endorsement there.
Almost all those Hollywood types are liberals. Almost all of them are, except for Kanye West. He's an unusual character, but do you see where he went on Saturday Night Live? I'm talking about the rapper.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
For people who don't know. I mean, he's the number one rapper in the world, I guess he has been, right, Walker, for the last 5-10 years?
What everybody's talking about with Saturday Night Live now.
He's wearing the Make America Great hat.
Yeah.
And the Saturday Night Live cast did not want him to wear that because they're all Trump haters, you know. He's a strange bird.
They had to know coming in that he was going to be
And I wouldn't endorse his lifestyle or whatever, but he is right on the he is right on the things, a lot of the things he's saying that he's learning about the difference between liberals and conservatives and the impact of that, those political on the black community. He's learning about that, and he's saying it vocally and publicly, and a lot of liberal black leaders are calling him Uncle Tom and so forth. Thank you, Steve.
My pleasure.
Walker, thank you.
Yes, sir.
See you next time, folks. Have a great day.